Welcome to Conversations in Cannabis. Today's guests are brothers Jack and Joe Tran, founders of California-based laser vaporizer line Hitoki. This conversation was recorded over the phone on January 26th, 2023.
I got to start at the beginning with you guys, though, because obviously, considering that you guys are brothers, there's not a lot of startups in this industry where family's actually involved. What kind of made you want to start this entire business as a family?
For us to want to start it as a family was really not really even a thought. We've been close our whole life. We've been complimented on how close we are our whole life. It's just a natural thing for us. We joke that we are not great people as individuals, but together we make one good person. And so this works out for us. Like, we're the yin yang of each other. And you know, as soon as I had the idea, and as soon as I got brave enough to try to see if the idea worked, the first person I talked to was my brother. And you know, we popped some beers and I was like, hey, what do you think about this? And he was like, yeah, I think it could work. And we've just been going at it ever since.
I was going to say, working with family has never been like a foreign concept to us either. Right. I mean, you know, we're first generation over here, and our parents, you know, they had like, you know, like restaurant businesses, like, you know, classic Chinese restaurants and stuff like that. And they worked with their siblings as well. So we kind of always grew up in that environment. So, I mean, it's kind of just something that wasn't even a second thought.
Right.
Well, and I mean, getting into the cannabis space, like I was going to say, it's such a unique and dynamic space, or even the ancillary market with cannabis accessories or smoking devices, trying to, you know, kind of see which part of the industry that you wanted to get into. Obviously, having parents that are more in the restaurant space, not having that inlet into this industry. What made you guys want to come up with a smoking device? And again, something so unique as a laser ignition device.
So, kind of goes back to our background as well. When we were younger, you know, kind of young and wild, you know, just doing crazy things and being a burden on the family, and then seeing how blessed we are, and seeing how you know, we have a lot more than a lot of our peers, being that, you know, being Vietnamese American, a lot of us have a lot of the same story with our parents trying to come over here. And luckily, you know, our parents were blessed and worked hard and gave us a better life. And we took a lot of advantage of that, didn't see it for what it was back then. And as we grew older, we wanted to kind of, you know, fix those wrongs by doing something about it. And so I was thinking, like, you know, what can be my vehicle to start getting me to be on this mission? And I was thinking about it a lot. And then I was thinking about, you know, what people say about cliches and follow the thing that you love and the money will come later. And so I was like, cool, what do I love? Love weed. I thought about it. I was like, cool, I love weed. I want to get into the industry. I've got a long history of it, of using cannabis since I was like 16. I started using cannabis when I was 16 because it made me giggly. And when I was younger, I don't think that I was depressed. Maybe I was, looking back, but at that time I didn't think I was depressed. I just didn't feel like I felt a lot, didn't feel like I laughed a lot. And so cannabis made me giggly. And so that's what first drew me in. And then I started to learn more about the value of the plant and the commercial properties, the medical properties. And so I was like, cool, weed, that's what I want to get into. But then I was like, how do I make it? How do I get into it when everybody's doing it? Like, where do I make room for myself? So I was like, you know, looking into the cliches again, and they were like, you know, you got to differentiate yourself, this and that. So I was just thinking, you know, what can I do? Like, should I grow? Should I, you know, go into marketing? What should I do into the space? And through happenstance, when my mom had that Chinese restaurant, there was a dollar store on the same shopping center. And my brother and I would frequent it often, and we'd buy these laser pointers from there. And each laser pointer had these caps, and the caps would go onto the laser pointers, and you would shine like a lion or a dog or something on the wall. And so I would take those and I would sell the laser pointer to my classmates, and then I'd sell the caps to them separately. So I've always had a fascination with lasers with my brother. And so I love weed, and, you know, I love lasers, and they just came together.
I mean, that's such an awesome, unique story too. Cause I definitely, you know, I'm 37. I definitely remember the age when like laser pointers were the thing, you know what I mean? Like that was the definitive thing in middle school. You were like, oh shit, I got a laser pointer. Like what color laser pointer do you have? Do you have the green or do you have the red? If you got the green, it's like the little bit, you know, more hard to find color. And yeah, man, like trying to find, you know, that niche and trying to encapsulate, you know, your loves together. I mean, you definitely did it with the device. I do also have to ask, you know, with your brother, like cannabis is such kind of a personal thing and trying to be like, I need to find people who match the things that I like and being so close with your brother. When was the first time you guys even found out that you each smoked? I mean,
I think the first time he smoked was with me.
Yeah, it definitely was.
Yeah. I think, you were probably like, what?
I was probably 14 at that time. So he started at 16 and he smoked before I did, of course.
Like just once or twice.
Yeah. Like, we've always been close, you know? So we do a lot of things together. And we have a lot of firsts together. So I was probably 14 and yeah, it was kind of interesting. It was never like a hidden thing or anything like that. So
right,
it's always been pretty normal.
We were pretty open with each other with everything. So like, it was just like, hey, do you want to try? And we were like, yeah, let's do it. And you know, we just try it.
Well, when you guys finally brought the idea into fruition, at least not from the business side, but the concept, and you realized you're like, hey, I definitely want to do this. We need to make this product. Kind of walk me through the research and development process that you guys kind of went through, because obviously with such a unique device, the only thing that I can think of it, you know, with high powered lasers is construction or metalworking and stuff like that. So when you're trying to decide, you know, how much power you want to put into it, what's the design that you want to have? Can you kind of walk me through that process and how you came to the final design concept?
Sure. Yeah, that was definitely a journey, and it was a very fun journey and a scary journey at the same time, just because we didn't know what we were doing. Like once I brought the idea to my brother, like we sat down that night, we sat there for a couple hours and we were thinking, okay, cool. So, with the laser, it'll work, it'll burn, but like, it's not just going to look cool. There's probably going to be benefits to it. And the obvious benefits that we were seeing was that, there's no contamination from anything outside. There's no butane. There's not even hemp wick that's going to contaminate it. When you inhale, it's just for flower. So we were imagining that for one, it's going to be healthier for you. And for two, because of that, it's going to be tastier. So that was the idea at first. And then as we went, and you know, full disclosure, I'm like a high school dropout. And so I did not have like these qualifications. I was just like, cool, I want to do this. Let's just figure it out. And then like Google is your best friend. So, right. So the first thing we did was we had the idea. We Googled what's the best patent attorney in Georgia. And then we went and found a patent attorney, started getting everything protected. And then we were like, cool, now we need to figure out how to build this to get it tested. Looked at each other and was like, I don't know how, do you know how? I went on to Facebook and I started messaging people one by one, didn't put it in a group chat or anything. I just one by one started messaging all my friends and were like, hey, I'm looking to build something. Does anybody know anything about electrical wiring and CNC metalworking? And I probably landed on like the 93rd person. And my buddy was like, hey, I can help you with that. Oh, actually, before we did that, we went to go find two to three prototyping companies. And we were asking, hey, can you guys help with this? And they were quoting us basically like $200,000 from start to finish, two rounds of prototype, $100,000 per round. And we were like, cool, that sounds nice, but I don't got that. So we went to Facebook and started calling people. And then the 93rd person later, my buddy, he was like, hey, I can help you out with that. I actually do some prototyping for the military and I can do it for you for like 5% of that. And I was like, cool, run it, let's do it. So he helped us after he helped us build it. And the way that we built it was we literally were just like buying parts from like different things. Like we bought like high powered laser pointers, gutted it open, started assembling it with our own stuff. And that's how we got our first prototype, took that over to Champs for the first time and just walked around and literally walked from booth to booth. And each booth that we walked to that we thought that it was like they were doing something similar to us, we would just stop by and be like, hey, how are you doing? Can I talk to you? Will you mentor me? And amazingly enough, 8 out of 10 times, people were like, yeah, cool, we'll help you. 2 of the other times we would get laughed at, but you know, that's part of it. And then that's as champs, we went to an industry party that somebody helped us get into. And then I heard somebody say, Humboldt County, that's where you want to be. So I was like, okay, cool. Let me go over there and talk to this guy. And so we chatted up with him and he was like, I like what you guys like, let me help you out. And then we got some more information there. So the whole time it was just basically finding people, Googling, asking questions. And eventually we found industry experts in the laser field and in the cannabis field and the marketing field and the sales field. And we just started building our team and asking people and getting third parties to test our product to make sure that we're safe and everything. And a lot of it was just doing that and then just smoking the product and tweaking it. And, you know, like life is hard. I have to smoke to, you know, do my
research and development is definitely an important part of the process. And who would know the product better than the people who are trying to invent it in order to, you know, bring it to market at what it should be, right? And right. So, you know, you guys having taken that process, you know, again, you know, seeing that $200,000 price tag and then having to go to your friends, like that's the true startup mentality, right? Like that's the grassroots that is a lot, it's missing from a lot of companies kind of in the cannabis accessory space. Like people throw money at their problem and they'll be like, oh, well, if it doesn't sell, I'll just create something completely different. Like having the heart and soul around this individual product and seeing it scale, like, I mean, you guys have to feel a sense of pride to see, you know, where it's came from, where it was.
Absolutely. Yes, sir. Yeah. And I think that actually just started happening more recently for us, that sense of pride, because for the longest time we were like, man, like everything seems so mystical and then we need to learn this, we need to do that. But now like our COO, he came on board and he was like, man, do you guys realize that like, yes, you're not wrong with these things, but also like it was just 2 of you guys. Like the beginning of this year and beginning of last year, it literally, the team was just me and him. Like there was nobody else. And so he was like, man, you guys actually have done something. Like there's people with money that was able to do what you guys do. So after we heard that, we're like, you know what? You're right. You know, we have done something.
Well, I mean, cause there's a difference between, again, just throwing money and having a passion. Right. And so like, you know, you know, somebody who's rich, that's just doing a venture capital run or something like that. Like they might be willing to let a project fail if they think that it might not succeed in however amount of time, but somebody that literally, I mean, that's your baby. You're not going to let your baby, you know, fail no matter what. You're going to go back to the drawing board, make sure the product is perfect. And then what are the odds that, you know, you come to champs and then you find that person who gets you in the industry party and you start to scale up from there. And now you guys are coming out with your second iteration of the product. When you guys were, again, you know, finalizing the first iteration, saying this was perfect, at what point did you say, I really want to start working on a V2 and trying to figure out the next stage of what Hitoki is going to become?
I really enjoy what we do. I'm very passionate about it. So I already had the idea. I already had the design, like, probably around the same time that I had this design. I've got like a couple of designs in my mind. I just love it. You know, like, I just love it. So like, it always comes to me, like I'll walk around and I'll be at Best Buy or something and I'll be like, oh, that's a cool design. I know how to incorporate it into this. And so like, I have a bunch of designs already. And it was basically the Trident, the first one was the one that I enjoyed the most at the time, where I thought it made the most sense to make as far as cost wise and the people enjoying it and the aesthetic. It was just the one that I liked the most. But then we came out with the second one because we had already wanted to design that second one eventually, but we chose this one instead of the other ones that I had in mind because we were listening to our customers, we were listening to the economy. And we saw what they were saying about the Trident and, you know, basically things that they were saying was the water filter, they wanted it to be glass. They wanted something more portable, something easier to handle. So we made it smaller. We made it modular so that you can fit it on different things. And, you know, you're able to easier fit it on glass and it's just overall an easier experience. And, you know, we've got a lot of cool accessories coming in the future for it as well to, really amp up the experience.
I'm definitely excited to see the accessories that you guys are coming out with this, because again, it's such a unique product type. I mean, realistically, I don't think anything else even comes close to the product type that you guys have. I mean, as far as laser ignition, like what, nobody's doing anything close to that. So when you guys are like, again, you have your notebook and you have all these ideas out, and you're listening to your customers as far as, you know, hey, I think that this would be cool or that would be cool. When you finally pull the trigger on something and you decide, okay, well, I want to prototype it. Like how do you finally make that distinction with, I mean, cause you can't listen to customers if you don't have the product out yet, but right. from your own perspective, like, you know, how are you like, I think that this product or this next iteration or what's going to come next for Hitoki is definitely going to be the right one to go for.
So far the way that we've been doing it is basically off of our gut. So I am very passionate about this, but I am also an avid user of cannabis, and so I very much understand the experience. I very much understand the things that people like about it, the things that people don't like about it, the things that people feel is an inconvenience. And so from listening to what they say about the Trident and then seeing how I use the Trident and then seeing how I feel about other smoking methods and everything, I normally come up with an idea of how I want things to be. And then after I come up with the idea, there's usually a few flaws, and they're usually pretty major flaws to where the product won't really work well. I'll start it off and I'll figure out how I want things to be. And if there's something that I get stumped on, smart man over here comes in. Yeah, but he's the one that pokes the holes into it. He's the one that makes it work. If there's anything that I can't figure out, he's the one that always figures it out.
I mean, that's kind of a perfect partnership. I mean, when you're thinking about like starting a company, you don't want to partner with the same person. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Yes, sir. Yeah. That's why we make one good person.
And that's perfect. I mean, the fact that you guys are having that juxtaposition and you guys are able to, again, maintain that relationship and figure things out is, to me, you know, you guys encapsulate not only what is a good startup, but what's a good brother? You know what I mean? You guys are like an awesome family. Yeah. You listen to each other and you guys are clearly putting out a great product. I know you guys are absolutely packed as far as packing packages go because of how much, you know, orders you guys are getting obviously over the holidays and coming into, the spring rush. I mean, everybody's trying to get their stuff together. What could we expect from you in the future with Hitoki? I mean, obviously you guys are going to continue to scale this company, continue to do big things. What's next on the plate for you?
Like you said, we're definitely going to continue to always be innovating, and we're looking to always drop new products. You know, we probably have our products figured out for like the next 2 to 3 years.
We're just trying to scale to get to the point where we're able to release them properly, because exactly. We never want to come out with something that's going to be half-assed or anything like that.
Right.
Once we have something out, it's got to be exactly what we want people to experience.
We would like to thank both Jack and Joe for their time and being on today's episode. Find out more about Hitoki by visiting them online at www.hitoki.com. That's HITOKI.com. As always, thanks for listening, and make sure to stay tuned to the next episode here on Conversations in Cannabis.